You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
All right, I'm going to sleep in here. Welcome back to the failure. This one's not a pass. This one would be a fail.
I'm a little sleepy right now.
A little sleepy, yeah.
I totally disagree. I am a huge Steve Perry fan, and I found this. I said,
well, there's three of us in here. I'm a no, Michael.
No.
Yeah, democracy, folks. Welcome back to the John Whitmer. We'll ask Bill Pasco here in a second. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. You can always listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS radio. If you had started it here, it might have been better.
Let me remind you, the guy behind the board, he gets two votes.
Ooh. Yeah, that is true. He can always dump me. He could turn off my mic at will. So make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow me on X at John R. Whitmer. He can also play the Grinch every time I come on the air. So I should behave myself. Pete Hegseth's nomination for Secretary of Defense seems to be gaining support in the Senate. Notably, Senators Lindsey Graham, someone needs to retire, and Joni Ernst, who were once skeptical of Hegseth, are now signaling support for his nomination, highlighting the growing confidence in his ability to lead and reform the Department of Defense. With us now to discuss this nomination and some of the other cabinet picks is Bill Pasco from Tea Party Patriots. Bill, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you on the show. Merry Christmas, my friend.
Merry Christmas to you, John, and I prefer the Johnny Mathis version myself.
Ah, see, there we go. So we'll say that's a neutral. So Bill, Senator Joni Ernst, who's also a member of the Armed Services Committee, and like Hegseth, is a combat veteran. She previously said she wasn't ready to back Hegseth. They met twice, and then after her second meeting last Monday, now she says she'll be supporting him through the process. That sounds like good news for him, correct?
I think it's very good news for him. Yeah, this was a nomination that was probably the second most controversial nomination of all the nominations. First most controversial, obviously, being the Matt Gaetz nomination. Gaetz drew fire for 8 days, and that was helpful. It would have been probably a little more helpful if he could have drawn fire for another 8 days. But yeah. You know, he played a role, and then everybody swung their guns to train fire on Pete Hegseth, and Hegseth looked like he was in trouble. Here's the good news: Pete Hegseth decided he was not going to go down without a fight. And on one day, we're now talking about 10 days ago, in the middle of the week before last, he came out swinging, and in the space of 12 hours. He published an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal. His mother went on Fox and Friends. His mother had been brought into this by an incredible, what I think is an unbelievable journalistic breach of ethics.
Yeah.
The New York Times got their hands on an email that his mother sent him and they decided to publish it.
Yeah, muckraking at its
absolutely.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Absolutely, it was really bad ethics. But so his mother became part of the story. She went on Fox and Friends and spoke, as you would expect a mother to speak of her son. Okay, then he went on the Megyn Kelly podcast. And then he had the first meeting with Joni Ernst, and she came out and she didn't say, well, I'm done with this guy. She said, we had a great, productive discussion. And then she had a follow-up discussion with him. And then he met with Lisa Murkowski, and he met with Susan Collins, and they both came out with statements saying that they appreciated having the opportunity to sit and talk with him. In other words, they didn't say, this guy's going down. And that's all you can hope for at this point from Murkowski and Collins.
I think
he's in much better shape now than he was a week and a half ago. Absolutely.
You said something interesting about the Gates pick. Do you think that was an intentional? Because a lot of presidents will do that. They will nominate somebody that's sort of there. All right, I'll give you one. Do you think that's what Gates was?
If some people have suggested that, and you're right. It does. It certainly looks like if there was going to be a goat in the class of cabinet nominees, that was the one that was obviously going to be it, because
heavy lift.
the kind of lift that Russian weightlifters can't do without steroids. It was so obvious from the get-go. It was really amusing just watching how that played out. There's an art to assembling a cabinet, and not just to assembling it, but to announcing the release of the names. And Trump this is the second time he's done this, and he's become masterful. This is a masterclass that we're watching. It's called Flooding the Zone. And what's going on here, if you compare the Trump release of the names of the cabinet appointees in 2024 for the 2025 cabinet, compare that to Biden 4 years ago. Biden hadn't even named five cabinet members by the time we got into December. Trump had named virtually all of them by the time we got into December. So what's going on here is when you throw that many targets at the press corps, there's only 23 and a half minutes of evening news on ABC and NBC and CBS. There's only so many pages that the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal and the Washington Post can devote to coverage of the cabinet nominees. So if you throw out 10 people in the space of 3 days, they might be able to do decent coverage of one or two or possibly even three, but they can't cover all 10.
No, it really is. It really is a beautiful.
This is not the way Biden did it. Biden just dribbled them out.
It really is a beautiful strategy.
It really is.
We're talking with Bill Pasco of the Tea Party Patriots, Michael Austin, free market economist here. To pivot back to Pete Hegseth, I mean, from what it sounds like from you, it really sounds like this opposition is just based off of baseless accusations. It's just from people who clearly don't want any fundamental change to their agency or to their pocketbook. Is that a pretty good way of summarizing it?
Well, I think it's fair to say that Hegseth's not going to go through this scot-free. What has taken place is we've learned about something that I'm still trying to figure out. How exactly did we learn about it? He paid a settlement to a woman who accused him of sexual assault. We don't know her name. We know that she reported this to the police in Monterey, and they investigated, including talking with him and talking with witnesses and looking at hours of surveillance video, the on-camera video there in the hotel. And the police there decided not to bring any charges. Nevertheless, she threatened a lawsuit, and he decided, you know what, I want to make this go away. And so he offered her a settlement, and she accepted it. And as I understand it, the terms of the settlement were neither side's going to talk about it. So I'm trying to figure out, why are we talking about it 7 years later? Mm. How did that settlement become public?
Yeah,
we don't know her name.
Clearly, she violated that.
Somebody did.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody clearly did. But if she doesn't choose to go public and put a name, there's a reason that the Constitution guarantees that you have an opportunity to confront your accuser. Because in this system, in our system, we believe in adversarial justice, the idea that competing versions will make themselves present and we will figure out by cross-examination who's telling the truth. Well, you can't cross-examine somebody who's an anonymous accuser.
Yeah.
And so if she chooses to remain anonymous, I think that most senators, I think that more than 50 senators are going to take the position that, hey, there's nothing to investigate here. The only thing I know is that the police investigated it and they decided not to bring charges.
Well, innocent until proven guilty. So
exactly. He's innocent until proven guilty.
Bill, I know we've got to let you run, but I'm assuming you then feel fairly confident about the other nominees, you know, Tulsi Gabbard, RFK Jr., Kash Patel. I know Tea Party Patriots is supporting Pete Hegseth. Has your organization weighed in on any of the other nominees?
Well, Jenny Beth Martin, the leader of the organization, published an op-ed a week ago, middle of last week, calling for the confirmation of Kash Patel as the FBI director. We haven't yet weighed in on Tulsi Gabbard or RFK Jr., but I imagine that may take place in the next several weeks.
If folks are interested, if they want to, we've had Jenny Beth on the show. We've had you on the show as well. If folks are interested and they want more information about the Patriots, where can they go for that information?
It's real easy, John. TeaPartyPatriots.org. TeaPartyPatriots.org.
Brother, I appreciate you as always. It's a pleasure having you on the show. I'm sure we'll have you on again. Give my best to Jenny Beth as well, would you please?
Will do. And you need to stock up on the Johnny Mathis. I was serious about that.
Will do. Merry Christmas,
thanks,
my friend.
John. Merry Christmas to you. Bye-bye.
We'll take a quick break, and then Michael and I will continue our conversation. And, of course, we'll take your calls at 316-869-1330. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 K. Is this Johnny Mathis, by the way?
Unfortunately, no.
No. Well, you know, hey, you got to be on that, Phil. Come on. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. I want to remind you, if you're looking to get involved, you know, we've got another election starting here just after the first of the year, and particularly down here in Wichita, where we need to get involved and get motivated to oppose the massive $450 million tax increase that's heading our way, for thanks to USD 259. The good folks at Americans for Prosperity are one of the ways that you can get involved. They advocate for the keys to unleashing prosperity. They're a community of millions of concerned citizens advocating for real solutions. If you're interested in getting involved in an organization that can help you find a way to focus your energies, make your voice heard today, visit AmericansForProsperity.org and sign up. And of course, while you're online, follow me on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Also, don't forget, this time of year, sponsorships for the John Whitmer Show are available. For more information, you can email john@knssradio.com. Speaking of which, thanks to our friends at Eck Insurance, I'll be broadcasting starting January 12th from Topeka once a month. We'll be broadcasting from Topeka. So Michael with us again throughout the show tonight is Michael Austin, free market economist with AFP. In fact, here coming up next segment, we'll talk about their legislative agenda. But I wanted to ask you about this story that I saw. Speaker Dan Hawkins shared this. But this is a story from the Topeka Capital Journal where two lawmakers, a Republican and a Democrat, allege that the Laura Kelly, I kind of love Laura Kelly. I mean, sometimes,
I keep coming back to this. Yes.
Yes. That she tried and apparently failed to secure an attempt to lure the Kansas City Chiefs training camp to Washburn University in Topeka. Apparently, she put about $32 million in some slush fund, essentially, up. She reallocated the funds without legislative approval
yep.
into a slush fund, And then when the deal fell through, she then reallocated the funds back where they belong. Is that basically, did I get that story right?
Yeah, somehow believing that as no harm, no foul. But
well, yeah, because I didn't actually spend it.
But you read the story here, and it looks like she took ARPA money. So that was the American Rescue Plan Act from Joe Biden that was meant to be federal assistance for COVID relief.
Oh,
so
well,
she took the federal COVID relief funds, the interest off of that, and decided to secretly gifted away to Washburn University so that the Chiefs can practice football there.
But so if that had gone through, how was she going to explain it when the legislature found out?
Or I guess she was probably expecting she was going to ask for forgiveness instead of permission. Jeez, you know how delinquents somehow think that they can get into mischievous problems. But what's ultimately horrifying about this is just to the extent that Laura Kelly is willing to usurp constitutional norms. I mean, whose job is it out of our three branches to appropriate funds?
Yeah, the power of the purse resides with the legislature.
And the fact that she's willing to do this, it doesn't matter whether it's about the Chiefs, it doesn't matter what money is actually, where the money actually comes from. She was willing to do this behind the legislature's back in order to do this type of deal. What else has she done behind our back that we don't even know about?
No, yet? I mean, don't get me wrong. I actually like the idea of having the Chiefs having their training facility in Kansas.
You like the Chiefs?
I like the idea of having the Chiefs having their training facility in Kansas, mainly because it would be a boon for the local economy. I don't like the idea of $32 million in taxpayer money going to it. If the Chiefs want to move their training facility here, let them do it. That's a great idea. It'd be great for the local economy. We don't need to spend taxpayer money to do that, though.
I agree. And the fact that, don't forget, this is COVID money. This is what was supposed to be used for battling COVID relief. And then Joe Biden massively relaxed the rules so that state agencies or localities can spend it on anything that they want to, having nothing to do with COVID. So not only do we have some sort of a grievance at the federal level, but then you have Laura Kelly using it for obviously exactly what Joe Biden wants, but then at the same time doing it behind Speaker Hawkins and Senate President Masterson's back.
Well, credit to Henry Helgerson, who I mentioned earlier in the show. He's one of the few fiscally conservative Democrats in Topeka who caught this. And he and Troy Waymaster, a Republican, they caught this, brought it to the attention. And now Laura Kelly's got an egg on her face, basically. And her attitude is, well, it never happened, so it doesn't matter. We didn't actually do it. So that'd be like me stealing something and then regretting it and taking it back and saying, well, I'm not responsible because I took it back.
Well, remember,
actually, that is literally what this is.
If the left doesn't have any double standards, they don't have any standards at all. I don't know if you remember this, but back during the pandemic, the Kansas Department of Labor, took funds out of Kansans' bank accounts, right? Because they accidentally gifted that money for unemployment insurance, realized it was done fraudulently, and pulled it back out. No harm, no foul, right? As soon as they realized it, they pulled it out. What did Laura Kelly do? She fired. She made her Secretary of Labor resign over that issue. But when Laura Kelly does it herself, it's, oh, no harm, no foul.
Yeah, well, this is typical. I mean, look at what happened in the last leadership elections. She spent $2 million of her own PAC money and then another $1 million in outside money. And the only victory she won was to defeat her own party minority leader.
Thank you, Laura Kelly.
Right. Yeah. And the only reason she did that is because he was too cooperative when dealing with Republicans. So she wanted to punish him, basically. She didn't like Vic, so she took him out. And now, now she's sitting here trying to dictate terms to the legislature what they should pass next session, even though she lost every election she ran and plus three seats in both chambers.
It's the quintessential example of Laura read the room.
Well, she's incapable of reading the room. She still thinks they're going to pass Medicaid extension. We'll take a quick break, and then you'll give us a review of the legislative agenda for Americans for Prosperity Kansas. I'm always fascinated to hear these because I know we'll hear coming out soon. We're going to get one from the KSRA, and we'll also get them from Kansans for Life. Very curious to hear what AFP's is, because I guarantee you there's at least one issue that all three organizations share.
I think you're going to be exactly right to hear that.
I bet I am. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show. We're talking with Michael Austin. He's sitting in with us tonight. We'll take your calls, and we'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. I want to remind you to stay informed with up-to-the-minute news by downloading the Odyssey app or telling Alexa or Google Home to play KNSS Radio. And make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow me on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. And as always, our studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. We'd love to hear from you. Michael Austin from Americans for Prosperity Kansas is with us to talk about their legislative platform for the 2025 session, which I've got right here in front of me. So I'm looking at the first thing up here, which I love to see, by the way, is tax reform. And you talk about, you know, income tax is the most economically discretionary, discouraging, you know, work. I mean, it's, we all know property taxes, I think, are the worst, which I'd love to see them do something about that. I think they should just completely eliminate the state income or state property tax. What's on the tax portion? What are you guys going to push for? What do you think they can realistically do? Keeping in mind that we already established that in, 5 years, they're out. They've spent down all of the reserve.
Well, I would like to think of it this way. With the great legislative wins, increasing the supermajority in both the Kansas State House and the State Senate, we really have an opportunity to go for the North Star. To just go straight for the end zone here.
So does that mean you want to go back to the flat tax that they were trying?
Or? I think we need to finish strong.
I'd love that.
I think the efforts that we made last year to reduce our brackets, we went from 3, ultimately we had to compromise down to 2. And then we had these wins. I thought that was a mandate from Kansas saying, whatever you're doing, keep on going.
So go back to the single rate.
So go back to single rate. But I also think property taxes need to be a part of that conversation. So effectively what it comes down to for us is how can we make Kansas not only easy to live, lowering property taxes, but also easy to work, right? And that's by lowering income taxes. Don't take your eye off the ball here. We can do both. And if we do some proper reforms on budget, we can make sure we avoid that fiscal cliff and give that money back to
them. Well, the single rate I always thought was the best idea. And you had, I mean, we know who it was. It was Pyle, Stefan, some of the other, you know, Pyle was doing it for selfish, moronic reasons. Stefan, I don't know.
Well, selfish and moronic reasons.
Okay, yeah, let's be honest. So, and they were just trying to push their own agendas and holding good legislation hostage in the process is what this was. Do you think there's a shot we could get? Because keep in mind, I know there are other organizations who are our friends, but for example, don't want to see property taxes, would rather see more aggressive income taxes. Do you think we could get a package like what you just discussed?
I really do. And it goes back to our conversation all throughout the night, which is, do you want to follow the mandate that Kansans has set out in this last election? And the answer has to be unequivocally yes. Kansans want lower property taxes. They weren't, they didn't listen to leftist talking points about Brownback this or Trump that. They said, how will you make it easier for me to make a house payment? Right? That's what I want to vote on. Those are issues that are important to me. And for the legislature to answer that question and do that job, then they have to lower property and income taxes.
So the Kansas State General Fund has $2.6 billion in excess of the Rainy Day Fund, $1.6 billion. So they're sitting on massive amounts of reserves. We know that that's, if they keep spending the way they're spending, step two then has to be budgetary reform, to be cutting spending, because you can't, I'm going to bring back their favorite phrase, Brownback tax experiment. But the problem with what they did, and that was the year before I got in there, but the problem they did with the Brownback tax cuts was they didn't cut spending. You can't cut taxes without cutting spending. Do you think this legislature will actually look at and do some legitimate spending cuts?
I think they definitely can, as long as they get the input from the people. I mean, I think the election was pretty self-explanatory, but I'm sure there are going to be a couple legislators who feel like they don't have to, that they can still keep funding their little special project, pet project, and think everything's going to be hunky-dory. So that's why we really need Kansans across the whole state to join Americans for Prosperity and making sure that we keep the fire to the feet of these legislators, because I think it is absolutely possible to put a spending limit in place and make sure the private sector always grows faster than the government than what we've been seeing with Laura Kelly.
Well, especially with the reserve running out.
Yes.
And I've got, for example, I've got two, you're up from the Johns County area, but I have a new feature that runs three times a day. It's my carry-on commentaries. And I've got two of them coming up this next week addressing these kinds of issues. One of which is the rail. There's a big push down here to have passenger rail come to Kansas and come down to Wichita, which would extend the Heartland Flyer from Wichita down to Oklahoma City. Okay. You may not be familiar with this, but there are some people here who think it's a great idea that we should have passenger rail from Wichita to Oklahoma City. The problem is, in the first 6 years, the federal government covers 90%. After that, we have to cover all of it.
Oh, that sounds like Medicaid expansion.
It does, doesn't it? But even in that first 6 years, the cost to Wichita taxpayers, through state and county taxpayers, is something like $3 million a year, $3.8 million a year, which means at 10%, that means that in year seven, it goes to $38 million a year. And this is through KDOT's numbers. So they want to do this, and then in year seven, we have to take on 100% of this rail service for an estimated 16,000 passengers, which the math on that is about $3,000 a ticket that we would be subsidizing. So, you know, here's a great example. By the time your reserve runs out, we're now going to be subsidizing about $38 million a year in passenger rail service.
So, John, here's another spending bill. But why don't we look into relaxing or getting rid of those massive regulations so that it's cheaper to build that railway service? Now, personally, I don't live in Europe for a reason. I don't really find the value in a rail system. Here in Kansas, we kind of just like to drive. That's just what we do. So I don't really see there's a market for that. But even if you think that there is, lower the cost of doing business
and let the private sector
and
do
let
it.
The private market work it out.
This is there's a mindset that some people think that government has to be the solution for everything. Again, a perfect example is Laura Kelly's moving the Chiefs practice facility into Kansas. Look, if you then incentivize them through lower regulation, and if it's worth it to them, they'll move their darn practice facility. But if it isn't, the taxpayers don't need to be paying for that. It's the same thing with this rail thing. But my fear is that someone's going to go to Topeka and they're going to pitch this as, oh, look at these 1,600 people and we're going to give passenger rail service and it only costs $3 million a year and you're sitting on $3.2 billion. What's $3 million a year? And nobody's going to look at the bottom line, and then 7 years from now, it's a $38 million a year obligation.
All the more reason why we think a spending capping the growth of spending is so needed, because when you are a legislator and you hear the sob story from either some not-for-profit or some state agency, right, you don't know what to think. And naturally, as a human being, they pull at your heartstrings because they want you to spend taxpayer dollars. But if you have that hard cap already baked in, that's an easy message saying, hey, look, I'm sorry, we cannot spend more than the rate of inflation. Right. So if we give this money for you, that means we can't give it to a program that we think genuinely needs this. And I would rather have that money going to pick a program, the homeless, right, than to do a passenger rail service that everyone's just going to drive past and go around anyway.
Right.
You know, that's kind of what we need. And that's why we advocate for a spending limit in our legislative agenda.
We're talking with Michael Austin from Americans for Prosperity, Kansas. We talked about red tape. We talked about regulations. I knew, here it is, I found it. I knew on page two it would be here, judicial selection reform. And I was hoping you guys would have this as part of your legislative agenda, because I know other organizations are going to have this as part of theirs. But this is really to help us solve the issue that we have with an activist court that is only elected, not even elected, but selected through this archaic system. We're the only state in the country that selects our Supreme Court justices through this Missouri plan, that is a Missouri model that is only used in one state.
Yeah, Missouri doesn't use it.
Undemocratic process where 5,000 to 7,000 lawyers pick our Supreme Court justices. There's no democratic process. Democracy is not involved. It's a bunch of elitists who pick our judges.
You're exactly
right.
No
accountability.
And the beauty about this policy is it seems like everyone is on board saying that we need to change the way Kansas picks its Supreme Court judges because everyone does not like lawyers in backfilled rooms deciding who's going to sit on the state's highest court.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and say what you want. You know, if you like President Joe Biden and you liked his Supreme Court picks, right? Or if you liked President Trump and you liked his Supreme Court picks, what they had in common was that the president made the nomination, but the Senate had to confirm.
Right. Advise and consent.
We don't even have that here in Kansas.
No, and that's the federal model for people who I actually prefer direct election.
That's an option.
I frankly think that that's the way we should go. Just put them on a ballot and that's the ultimate expression of democracy. Put these judges on the ballot and let us vote for them. Oh, and by the way, let them stand for re-election as well.
Yes, let us know what these, you know, judges would stand for, whether they're going to follow the Kansas Constitution or whether, like our state Supreme Court now, they're going to insert words.
Right, or find a definition of, a right to an abortion in the Constitution where one doesn't exist.
Clearly, with our current state Supreme Court, we have a massive mission creep where the judicial branch is taking authority away from both the executive and the legislature, right? By putting things in either the state constitution that's not there. They are dictating to the legislature how much money to spend. That's not their job.
No.
They are dictating to the executive branch on how to administer regulations. That's not their job. And then you just hit the nail on the head when it comes to life issues, right? Which is also not their job. So we have so many organizations that are coming together and saying, you know what? No, we want to be able to know what our Supreme Court nominees are advocating for, and we want to use the democratic process to, make sure that we either advocate for or advocate against these nominees and make it fair for the people.
Or for that matter, dictating how much money has to be spent on school funding. Again, not their job. I'm going to take a quick break. But if folks are interested, if they want more information, if they want to see your legislative agenda, they want to learn more, they can visit ks.americansforprosperity.org, correct?
That is correct.
All right, Michael, obviously you're going to stick around. We'll take a quick break. Our studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Michael and I will be right back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Want to remind you about our friends at Americans for Prosperity, AFP. We believe in freedom and opportunity are being the keys to unleashing prosperity for all. AFP is a community of millions of concerned citizens who advocate for solutions based on proven principles to tackle the country's most critical challenges. Make your voice heard today. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org to sign up. And yet, of course, you can get breaking news and severe weather updates at KNSS, where they are always here for you. Tell your legislators to keep AM radio in the vehicles now. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to keep AM radios in cars. And of course, while you're at it, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow us on X at johnrwhitmer.com. Of course, we always have the Carry On Commentary, which is a 60-second daily feature hosted by our very own John Whitmer Show, packaged up to be heard every Monday through Friday. So please make sure you tune into KNSS to listen to it. Also, we have the weekly Wichita Pachyderm Club, their mix and mingle lunch, Friday at noon at the Petroleum Club on the ninth floor. And then also, put this on your calendar, we have the Sedgwick County GOP Holiday End of the Year Party. That will be held Saturday, December 28th from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Estes office at Douglas and Webb. If you'd like more information on any of those events I just mentioned, please visit the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. And of course, that time of year again, we have sponsorships for the John Whitmer Show are now available. For more information, email john@knssradio.com. So we have some callers on there. I hear we have Pat on the line. Pat, Merry Christmas. How are you, sir? What's on your mind?
Country, grateful to have you this evening. I wanted to tell John where I can mail to him a DPS, a video by a good citizen that got out by the airport in Texas and video DPS planes coming in over and over and over again, unmarked DPS planes, and the buses that come in, they're large buses, and then they're bussed into Texas, and then they're bussed into Florida. And I would like somebody in the Kansas Senate to finally say, we hold Laura Kelly responsible. We're not going to tolerate looking at us like deer in the headlights with the, I can name four other murders besides Lakeland Riley. I can name the drunken Mexicans that have struck down firemen while they're putting out a fire. They're drunk, the Guatemalans, and we hold her responsible. And I hope she's listening to this.
I don't think Laura Kelly could handle listening to our show, but I do know that there are Democrats who listen to the show. In fact, I know one of her staffers that regularly listens, Pat, and they give her little reports on it, whatever, because I've heard that that she has some, shall we say, spies who listen to the show. But I know you've sent stuff here to the station, so if you send it here, your attention to me, trust me, I will get it, because I've received other letters from you over the course of the last few years. So yeah, just send it here like you normally done in the past, and it comes right to me. So I appreciate it. And by the way, Merry Christmas. We always appreciate you you calling, and the stuff that you email, and the stuff that you've when you call and when you mail in, Pat, I appreciate you, brother. Merry Christmas to you. You know, it's interesting, but that's right there. Immigration, it's why he won.
Yeah.
And that's why I think some of these Democrats who even Laura Kelly, you know, she's just, you mentioned it, being out of touch.
Yes, that she needs to read the room, because this is not happening in California. This is not happening in Martha's Vineyard. It's happening in your very own backyard.
Yep.
And even a place like Johnson County out in northeast Kansas, you know, one of their number one concern was public safety.
Yep. I know. You did a good job with that intro, by the way. That was, it's been a while. You hosted, you guest hosted the show.
Yes, you've had me guest host
once or twice, didn't you? Yeah, it's right. When I was still a candidate back. I think it was off for 4 months, maybe. That was brutal.
Well, I'm glad we were able to help you out, though.
I hated it. I hated not being on the air. It was, I enjoyed being a candidate, and who knows, someday in the future I may be a candidate again. But I did not like being off the air. It was.
I can see why you like this job. It's very enticing. You have great folks like Pat who just came on.
Yeah, it's fun.
Giving their opinions. You also have great guests. And of course, we talk about issues that Kansans want to hear about. Yeah. What's going on with the drones? Well, what's going on at the border? What's happening in Ukraine?
It also allows me to stay relevant, to stay connected, to be a factor. And I think that's one of the reasons why I've enjoyed it so much. I mean, we're going on, I don't know if you know this, this is now year six.
Oh, congratulations.
Because November 15th, right around the middle of November is our, and that's our anniversary. So yeah, now we're on to year six years. I've been
and you're talking
this.
About issues people care about, like, we try, yeah. Like the school bond, you know, yeah, issue that we've heard
so
about.
So speaking of which, is AFP, have they taken a stick? Because I think this, I would not be surprised at some point if they weigh in on this too, because it is, you know, one of the things that's frustrating, again, I've got a commentary coming out this week on this, because the school board is now pitching this poll. And you've worked on campaigns. Yep. You know how polls are. So they're pitching this poll. They surveyed 301 people. And of the 301 people, 77% say they support the bond initiative. Okay, well, Michael, you and I know, we've worked on campaigns. I could do a poll right now that tells you that the moon is made of green cheese if I asked the right question and polled the right people. So polls are worthless. And I guarantee you, like, for example, one of the polling questions said, do you support the bond initiative knowing that your taxes will not go up? Well, I think if you ask that question, most people would say, well, if my taxes don't go up, it's not so bad an idea. What they don't tell them is, if you vote no, your taxes go down.
So we at AFP, technically, we have not come out with a position on the school bond, but we are asking questions. Because when it comes to any bond, and for those who don't know, whenever you hear the word bond, just think about issuing debt, right? So whenever an organization, governmental body decides to issue a bond or issue debt, that debt has to be repaid.
Yeah.
And so the first question we always ask when we hear this is, well, how are you going to repay it? Right? It doesn't matter whether you're going to repay it today or in a year or
in this case, 30 years.
Or 30 years. But it always has to be paid. So then if it's a governmental body, the question then becomes, taxpayers are going to pay for it. And the question is, which taxpayers and when? And if you can't answer those questions, it really gets some skepticism on how great of a bond issue this really would be.
Well, and that's what frustrates me is they tout things like this poll, but I guarantee you if they told people a no vote is a vote for a tax cut, I doubt they'd have 78% approval. I think the problem is voters are hearing all the pitch. I mean, they're spending something like $250,000 to put this vote on and to market the vote. And I think and that's taxpayer money too, by the way. They're spending $136 million on an out-of-state company to market this thing. I think if they were honest with the voters about it is a tax increase because your property taxes will go down if you vote no, I think people would realize, wait a minute, we don't need to spend $450 million so you can close a bunch of schools and build a few new ones.
I think you're exactly right. The fact is that if you don't vote for the bond, your taxes will go down.
Right.
That should be communicated.
Enough.
And let it be a fair question and consideration for the voters to consider.
10 seconds. If folks want to connect with you, what's your Twitter handle? What's the best way for folks to connect?
Easiest way to do it, KS Economist, either on X or Facebook. Best way to follow me and what's going on in the state.
Brother, Merry Christmas. If I don't talk to you before then.
Merry Christmas, John, to you as well.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.